Welcome back, everybody. To Yom Tov, Daf Chaf Dalam and Beis. We are on the very top of Daf Chaf Dalam and Beis. Says the Gemara Amar Mar. We said previously, Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglilu. I'm in the name of Rabbi Yosi Aglilu. We said Af in Koshen Alav Gitei Nashim, that we also can't write a get on something that is alive. So says the Gemara, my time is Rabbi Yosi Aglilu. What's the reason for Rabbi Yosi Aglilu that we are not allowed to write a get on something that is alive? Ditan, because it says in the Braisa, Sefer by the pasuk by get. It says Sefer, which means some sort of document. In Liela Sefer. So from this expression alone, I would only know that parchment is allowed to be used as a get. Minayin l'rav was called over. So how do I know that I can include everything as something which is valid to write a get upon? Talmud lomar v'kasav la mikol makom. Because the pasuk says v'kasav la also when he writes for her, which implies in any way the get is going to be valid no matter what it's written on. Imkein ma talmud lomar sefer. So if that's the case, then why do we need to write sefer? Lomar l'cha to teach us ma sefer davar shein bo ruach hayimeinu ochel. Just to teach us that just as parchment is something that has no life and is not food, af kol davar shein bo ruach hayimeinu ochel. Those are the things that are allowed to be used for a get. Otherwise, it's not allowed to be used for a get, which would mean that a live animal is not going to be allowed to be used as a get. This is the source for Rabbi Yosi Aglilu, Rabbanan. But according to the Rabbanan, who don't have this isser, don't say this is an issue, how would they interpret all these pesukim? Ikas of bisefer. If the pasuk said bisefer in a sefer kidikamar, then you'd be right. But hashtag sif sefer. But now that it just says sefer, l'sfiras tvarim ba'alma hudasa, what it really means to tell us is just that it comes to teach us that just a narration of the words, just this formula, is going to be enough to go ahead and be enough of a get. Es gemara v'rabbanan hay v'kasav ma'idar shibei. What do they do with this v'kasav? We said that v'kasav teaches us that it needs to be written in a certain way. So no answer to gemara. Mi bayilu b'ksiva miskareshes v'ina miskareshes b'kesef. So it comes to teach us, says the rabbanan, that when it comes to get, that can be done through a document, and it does not need to be done through money, just like getting married has to be done through money. Because why? Because Sakadai Dachamina, you might have thought, there's some sort of hekesh between divorce and marriage from Yitzia Vahaisa. So Ma Havaya Bekesef, Af Yitzia Bekesef. So you would think, just as when it comes to getting married, it needs to be done through money, so to leaving the marriage also has to be done through money. Kamash Malan, then when it comes to get, that's going to be done through something written. Asking Rabbi Yosi Aglilu, Hai Svarim Anali. So how does Rabbi Yosi Aglilu know this? That only a written document is good enough for get for divorce, but not when it comes to marriage. Me safer krisos nafgi. Learns it out from the other words in the pasuk of safer krisos. Safer korsa v'in devar macher korsa. When it comes to the document is what severs her from her husband, but nothing else can sever her from her husband. V'idach. So now, what do the Rabbanan do with this concept of safer krisos that needs to be something which separates and severs that relationship between husband and wife? Ha'umi ba'ilei l'davar ha'koreis b'ino v'ina. So he needs this juxtaposition of safer ha'krisos to go and teach us that the bill of divorce, this get, must be something that completely severs the bond between husband and wife. Kiditana, because it's taught in the following verse. That if a man gives his wife a get and says, this is going to be a get on condition that you don't ever drink wine, or that you never go to your father's house, we owe them forever. Ein zeh krisos, this is not going to be considered a valid get because it's not considered something which is a total severance from the other party because there's no way they're going to be able to do this forever. Kol shloshim yom, but if the conditions are just for the next 30 days and there's a specified time limit, hari zeh krisos, then this would be enough of a severance and therefore they are divorced immediately. V'idach, and we're now left with one loose hole, which is how Rabbi Yosi Aglilu would learn out this concept that there needs to be total separation. V'idach mi kares krisos nafka. He learns it out from this word. Krisos teaches us that it needs to be totally done. V'idach kares krisos l'darshi, and the Rabbanan don't have this drasha, so that's why this makes sense that Rabbi Yosi Aglilu would have that drasha. Fine. Now we're up to the next mission. The mission says, "How sukaso bin ha'iganos," that if someone makes a sukkah between trees, ha'iganos tefanos la, and the trees are going to be the walls for the sukkah. K'shera, so you have the ground as the ground, and then the walls are the trees, and then you put up a schach, that is going to be a kasher sukkah. So comes the Gemara with the key line right here. Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov, Ravacha Bar Yaakov says, Kol mechitza she'ene yichol lamod beruach mitzuya, ina mechitza. That any wall that cannot withstand a normal wind, that it's going back and forth in the wind, ina mechitza is not going to be considered a mechitza. We're going to spend the rest of the Amud trying to ask some questions on this and to figure out what exactly this line is saying. So tonight we learned in our Mishnah, we just said that trees are valid walls, but trees go and sway and go back and forth in the wind. So how could we possibly say that this is going to be valid? To answer the Gemara, Chamayaskinan, big caution. No, we're talking about tree trunks that are stiff, and therefore they're not going to sway in the wind. Oh, you could know, but the branches are going to sway in the wind. No, David Lebuhutsa Vidafna. No, we're talking about a situation where you made the wall sturdy by weaving those branches together with the branches of palm and bay trees. So if that's the case, then what are we talking about here? Of course, that's going to be like, no. Mahu detema, you might have thought, Nigzar Dilma Asilishta Mushe, but Elon, you might have thought that maybe this is going to be a situation where we're going to say there's a gezera because if you use trees as your walls, then you're going to come to use trees in the Yantuf, which is a problem. Kamash Milan, that it's not going to be a problem. Now, another proof. Tashma Kamnir, proof Haya, Sham Elon, O Gader, O Machita Sakonim, Nidon Mishum Diyumad. So we had this a few times in our Masechta talking about the Pase Biros. Basically, what used to be is they used to have wells in the middle of the street, and on Shabbos or during Yontif, whatever it was, so there would be problems if people were to go and take water out of the well and try to use it and drink it when they're very thirsty, because the well is a Rishus HaYachid, and if you take it out into the Rishus HaRabim, that's going to be a problem Hotzah, and you're never allowed to carry. So they made this Gzera that you could just have like kind of right angles of boards on the four sides by the well, and then that creates a Rishus HaYachid, and then that's going to be totally fine. So what it says over here is that if there was a large tree or a stone wall or a wall of reeds that was on one of these sides, that can count as one of these posts for these Pase Biros by the well. But we see over here again, the whole concept is that we have these wall of reeds and this tree that sway in the wind, and yet they're considered a valid wall. So we're talking about a situation where you made it sturdy, you tied it with the other types of branches, and it's going to be okay. Fine. Tashma, another proof. Ilan ha-mesach al-haret. So in a case where a tree that forms some sort of canopy over the ground. Im einofo gavoa min aret shel shetvachim. If the tips of the branches are not raised 3 tvachim from the ground, mitatul and tachtav, then you're allowed to carry underneath it on Shabbos because the branches are going to be a valid wall, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Amai ha-ka azil va-asi. So we ask, based on what we said from Racha Bar Yaakov, this tree canopy should not be considered a valid wall because it sways in the wind. So answer Gemara, Nasam Nami David Lei Behutz of Adafna. So there too, the Brisa refers to one where we made it sturdy, and that's why it's not going to be a problem. Ask Gemara, Yachi Netalta Lei Bekula. If this is the case, then you should be allowed to carry the entire area of the canopy, no matter how large it is. This now goes into a fascinating topic. Alama. Amar Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua. Then why then did Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, say in Metaltlin Bo Ella Beis Asayim, that you're only allowed to count? You're only allowed to carry it when it's no larger than 2 beisa. Basically, the halacha is that you're not allowed to carry in Rishus HaRabim 4 amos, but you are allowed to carry in Rishus HaYachid. However, the Rabbanan said, you're only allowed to carry fully in Rishus HaYachid when it's a place where it's a residential place. If it's something that's not your residence, then there's a limit to how big it has to be in order for you to be allowed to carry it. If it's over this category of a base 2 beisa, which is basically about 5,000 square amos, which was the area of the courtyard in the Mishkan. If it's bigger than that area, then it has the status of a karmelis, which is an iser midrabanan to carry even 4 amos, then it's going to be a problem. Without an Erev, you are not allowed to carry there. But if we're saying that this is a valid wall and it's a real Rishus HaYachid, then this should be totally fine. Why should it not be okay? So answer the Gemara, Mishim Dahavi Dirishamish Tamesha La'avir. Hold Dirishamish Tamesha La'avir in Metalfim Lo'el Sasayim. So answer the Gemara for the reason that we explained in the intro. Because this is not actually a true residence. Only when it comes to a true residence, a true Rishus HaYachid, that's when there's an unlimited amount of space you can walk. But we're talking about a situation over here where you're just putting it there to protect that which is around it. It's just this extra house, this safe house, to go and guard everything around it. And that's not going to be considered enough of a residence in order to go and give you the full rishus to go and carry throughout the entire rishus hayachid. Now, final proof, tashma kamin your proof, shavas betel shehu gavoa asara, that if someone made his Shabbos residence on a mound that's 10 tefachim high. So now for this, we need a different background, which is on Shabbos and Yontif, a person's not allowed to travel beyond the tchum, which is basically 2,000 amos in all directions from his place of shvisa, his makom shvisa. Generally, that place is your home or your city. But when you're traveling on the road, so it's basically where you were when you started Shabbos. So if someone made his Shabbos residence, his makom shvisa, on a mound that is 10 tefachim high, v'hu mei arba amos ad beis hasayim, and it's between 4 amos and 2 beis sa'a, which we said that shear, which allows you to carry the entire way. And similarly, if he made his makum shvisa in some sort of ditch that's 10 tefachim deep, and it's that proper size between 4 amos and 2 beisa, and similarly, if he made his Shabbos residence in a clearing of reaped grain that is surrounded by standing stalks that are at least 10 tefachim high, in all these cases, he can travel the entire enclosure there and beyond the 2,000 amos. So what we see is that a wall of these standing stalks is going to be a valid wall. It's going to be valid mitzvita afagav. Even though it goes and sways in the wind. So answer Gemara again, Hasumnami da Avidlay Butza Vidafna. We made it strong and sturdy, and that's why it's not going to be a problem. This is Daf Chaf Dalam Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.